From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm G. Abby Lee reporting. In Paris, President Trump is a guest of honor at France's Bastille Day celebrations. Earlier, after speaking with French President Emmanuel Macron, Mr. Trump made no promises to change his decision about pulling the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Accord.
Yeah, I mean, something could happen with respect to the Paris Accord. We'll see what happens. But we will talk about that over the coming period of time. And if it happens, that'll be wonderful. And if it doesn't, that'll be okay, too.
The two leaders found common ground in areas such as Syria and counterterrorism. A U.S. judge has called for the use of common sense as he expanded the list of eligible family relationships, allowing people from six mostly Muslim countries to obtain visas to avoid President Trump's travel ban. Mr. Trump has sought to block grandparents and other extended relatives from joining family members in the U.S. Chinese human rights prisoner Liu Xiaobo has died at age 61 following a high-profile battle with liver cancer. The Nobel Peace Prize laureate, who spent his last 8 years as a prisoner of conscience, passed away at a hospital where he had been moved from his prison cell. William Ni is a researcher with Amnesty International.
I think that many people are just feel a sense of grief, of course, at his loss, but also outrage that he should have been in prison to begin with. And unfortunately, what we've seen over the last few years is that the trend towards human rights have only gotten worse.
Liu Xiaobo is survived by his son and his wife. This is VOA News.